Okay, Rabbi, so I would like to discuss with you a halachic topic. Not so much drush. I don't know you're here today. How do I know? A halachic topic. This is a very big topic. It's a fascinating topic. And it touches upon some people's raw nerves to some degree. The topic of nachim. I heard of Mayevsky. Where'd he go? Mayevsky, when I came in, was discussing some of the inyanim relating to nachim. I just want to discuss a few more details about this very interesting addition that is included in the Nusach HaTzvila on Tisha B'Av. We all are familiar that we, Halacha L'maisa, Ashkenazim, everyone here, I assume, we only say it once. We say it at Mincha, Tisha B'Av Mincha. It begins with the word Nachem. There are some very scary words in the word Nachem, describing the Ir HaKodesh. I mentioned Rabbi Mayevsky, we're going to continue on your theme, Nachem. When I came in, you discussed Nachem, so I just want to elaborate a little bit upon the topic of Nachem. So let me read you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's a very small sif, and there's a little Mishnah, a little Ber Heitev, and I have here a fantastic sefer called Kol HaMisabel Oleha by Harav Pick. What is his first name? This is a gem of a sefer, published last year. It's probably the most thorough sefer on the laws of the Bein HaMitzar. There's nothing this doesn't have. The only thing I couldn't find has everything. Do you drink the wine of the kais of the Bris Milah? This morning I went to a Bris Milah and they make Bar Pri Hagafen. Who drinks the wine during the 9 days? So l'chayr, it's no different. It's no different than Havdalah. The Rama says you should give it to a tinuk, to a child. And if there is no child, then you can drink it yourself. Rav Moshe is famous for saying that the Rama was only discussing in his time when it was common to drink beer for Havdalah. Chamar Medina, wine was expensive. So then if it's unusual, you have wine, so it's a delicacy. During the 9 days, you give it to a child. But being that today, it's common for everyone to make Havdalah on grape juice or wine, it is no different. It's a mitzvah, and for mitzvahs, the restrictions do not apply. And l'chatchila, you should do it the right way. You should drink the kais shel yayin yourself. That's Rav Moshe's psak. Rav Moshe is trying to limit the Rama. So I assume, I didn't hear anyone say otherwise, that by a Bris Milah it should be no different. By a Bris Milah, the one who makes the Bar Pri Hagafen, the one who gets the bracha, should drink the bracha, or someone there. Anyone can drink the kashal bracha. However, the Bris I attended today, the Moyel gave it to a child to drink. He actually brought his son with him, he had a little boy, and he told his son to sip from the Kais Shal Bracha. So that's an interesting thing, interesting about Erev Tisha B'Av. But here it says,
Drink the wine.
Havdalah? No one should drink the wine?
No, that he should.
He should drink it.
You don't have to give it to a boy.
You should drink it yourself. Yeah, l'chor, you should drink it yourself. L'chor, okay, but I'm not going to second guess the moil. This is his business. This is his parnas. Tomorrow you definitely give it to a child. That's not a question.
Your ledes.
What?
The Yoledis.
Or the Yoledis. Anyone that's allowed to eat, definitely. Tomorrow the Moel is not. The only time Moel can do it is if a Tisha B'Av was a Nitcha. Yeah. If Tisha B'Av was on a Sunday, was on a Shabbos, and we push the Sunday, then there are many leniencies. But let me read you what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Tisha B'Av Oimer B'Boina Yushalayim in the Baracha. Now he writes with the Mechaber, says something that is extremely controversial. And an incredible Chiddush. After going to the Sugya, everyone is in shock at the psak of the Mechaber. The proper location to say Nachem is in the bracha v'li Yerushalayim ircha, as we say in our Nusach HaTzvila, in the bracha of the Yerushalayim. Before you conclude the bracha, you start saying Nachem, and then you, in fact, you conclude with different chasim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Nachem Tzion Uvonei Yerushalayim. It's including the bracha of the Yerushalayim. Okay, that's what it says in the Mechaber. Nachem Anan, the Mechaber says the correct, the beginning of the bracha begins with the word Nachem, not with the word Rachem, not with a resh, but with a nun. Nachem Hashem Elokim Lesaveli Tzion V'chulu. It doesn't say the entire nusach. There are many nuschos. The nuschach part is recorded in the Siddur of Amram Goin from the Goinim and Rav Sadia Goin. And the way they have it is come out the way we have it today. There are some shinuyim. In fact, here he brings down three common nuschos that are common today in different Siddurim. Then he talks about Aneinu V'chulu V'chulu. Fine. Let's say you forget. Let's say you forget to say say it, then the halach is ein machzina, so you do not need to repeat the Shemone Esrei, even though it's main hama'ora, even though it's l'char, it's critical to the theme of the day, you do not need to repeat the Shemone Esrei. Now notice the Mechaber does not tell you when to say Nachim, and as Rav Mayeski mentioned, according to the Mechaber, the Mishmur says this, you say Nachim all tfilos. Ma'ariv, among the Svardim, it's Ariyam Azeh, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, all tefillos one should insert Nachim. The Mechaber does not talk about benching. If a person is a choyle and has to eat, the Mechaber does not make mention if it should be said. But that's all the Mechaber says. Now comes the Haggadah, the Ramah. The Haminik Pashut She'ein Oim Nachim Rak B'tilas Mincha Shal Tisha B'Av. The Ramah disagrees. You only say Nachim by Mincha, not by my Ma'ariv and Shachris. That's the Ramah Minik Nazlufi She'oz. Why? Hitzisai B'Mikdash Eish, because that's the time, the Ramah adds a very important piece of information which becomes a little problematic for us, and that was the time when the Mikdash was ignited, is when it was lit, it was torched. And that's why for Mispalim Oz, we pray Mispalim Oz al Hanacham at that moment in time. Meaning that to say Nachim in the night of Tisha B'Av, or to say Nachim in the morning, it's premature. The Mikdash is still standing. It's still standing, so there's no need yet to say Nachim. It was still standing. It was first lit to the point where it was destroyed at the time of Mincha, and that's why you say later. Then he goes on to say, Misha Ochal B'Tisha B'Av, Yoimar Nachim B'Birchas HaMazon. The Ramah says that if a person does eat on Tisha B'Av, he should say Nachim. And the question is, where? Okay, now let's discuss all things one thing at a time. First thing, the Ramah says, tell you Chidushim. These are a lot of things in the Halacha L'Maaseh, but it brings out the flavor of what it's about. The Ramah says the reason why you say by Mincha is that's time when the Mikdash was ignited, was lit, was burnt. We have a tradition. The tradition is the Mikdash was burnt at the end of the day. Okay, many people think Chatzos, you can already say, you can sit up. That's because at that point in time the Mikdash was already burnt. It wasn't burnt until the next day, until the 10th day. The tradition is it was lit at the end of the day of Tisha B'Av. Therefore, in this Sefer, he brings down an opinion, a pella, you don't have to pass this halacha, you shouldn't say Nachim unless you davening Mincha Ketana. If you daven Mincha Gedola, if you daven tomorrow on Tisha B'Av Mincha at 1:30, 1:40, so since the Ramah says that's the time she'et Tzisai Eish, it was not the time she'et Tzisai Eish. The time she'et Tzisai Eish was the very end of the day. So when it means the Ramah says to say Nachim by Mincha, it means Mincha when you daven at least Mincha Ketan, at least an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. That's not halacha l'maisa. We don't talk about once zman mincha is all the same. So we say Nachim at all points in time. That's a very, very big chiddush. Okay, now there's another question.
Let's explain. Why? Because at that time, because it's a little bit, you feel better. Because at that moment, it became apparent that God was taking out His anger on Eitzim Rav.
So it's a simcha.
Right.
Oh, so there's
a little bit of, so you could say Nachim then already, at least.
You could say Nachim, because then already
you're in a different mode.
Different mode, okay. Let me read you, the main problem with the Mechaber is, with our custom, is why we say it in the bracha of Vili Yerushalayim. Now first of all, this edition, is it a requirement? Nowhere in the Talmud Bavli is there any mention of saying Nachim. The Nachim only appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. You know, it makes sense. In Yerushalayim, they really appreciate. It was home court. They really felt the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. Even according to the Yerushalmi, the way it's recorded by the Goyim is the Yesh Shemoy Sifin. It appears from the very precise reading of the Goyim, it was never meant to be an absolute requirement that has to be said. It's just like a person, if he wants, can add things to the Shemoneh Esrei. We know in the article, sit on the bottom, they have additional tefillos. A person wants, needs a parnasa, refuah. Person wants additional things, additional needs, he's permitted to add these things into various brachas. It was never meant, according to the way they were going to write, that it has to be part of the Nusach HaTzila. There are certain parts of the Shemona Esrei which are etched in stone, there's no room for deviation, and there are certain parts of the Shemona Esrei which are embellishments. This appears to have been an embellishment that was not absolutely required, and that's indeed why, if you forget, you do not have to say it again. Okay, but here's the big question. It says in the Yerushalmi when you ever add an addition into the tefillah, if the prayer you're asking is for the future, it should be said in the bracha of Ritzeh. If the prayer is for the past, it should be said in Hoidah. Meaning, the Yerushalmi is giving an option that Nachem could be said only in Ritzeh, the same place where we would say Yale V'Yavo, or in Modim, in the same place where we say Al Hanisim. Those are the words of the Yerushalmi. Let me read you the words of Yerushalmi. Just give me one second to find it. Yerushalmi Hechon Amra, Kol Dover Shehu Lavo, anything that is for the future, Oimra Be'avoida. V'chol Dover Shehu L'Sha'avar, Oimra Be'hoida. Now here's the question. The bracha of Nachem, is it a prayer for the future or is it a prayer for the past? It's really both. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild, to restore. In the Nusach of the bracha, there are parts that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore Yerushalayim to its former state. But we also ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to comfort us for the loss that we have sustained in the past. So it does have this double dimension. It has the union of the past and the future. This is the big debate. So, and the Yerushalmi says it should be said Yochid. Another very interesting thing, he only says for the Yochid. The Yerushalmi makes it clear, Yochid b'test be'ov tzorch lahaskir me'ein hama'oira. A Yochid. There's no mention in the Yerushalmi that the Shliach Tzibur, should say part of the Chazar Sashatz. It's a private embellishment. Just like when a person wants parnas, he wants mevakesh parnas, so on the siddur on the bottom, there's an additionally hiratzain or Yerushalmi for refuah. You never heard a Shliach Tzibur when he comes to refuah'enu to start going off and reading what it says in the bottom of the siddur. Hiratzain melofanech Hashem lekeinu shetishlach refuah shlemen Hashemayim to so-and-so. You never heard that. You never heard a Shliach Tzibur asking for parnasa, even for the Tzibur. Because when the Tzibur, we have the standard Nusach. A Yochid is allowed to embellish his private Shemon Esher with additional requests. Yerushalmi, so that's the part of the mystery. There are many, many mysteries why Nachim is practiced the way it is. Because we go back to the original source, it is only for the Yochid. It's for the individual. It is an embellishment. And the embellishment belongs, the Yerushalmi is clear as day, either in Hoidah or in Ritzeh. If it's a Bakash, the primary focus is for the future, that Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, then it should be said in Ritzeh like Yale V'Yavo. If it's Hoidah, it's a request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us comfort for what we have suffered in the past, Hamoidim, then it should be said in Al Hanisim. But it should, no one says it should be said in the Bracha of Vili Rishalayim Ircha, no one makes any mention that is where it should be said. So the big mystery is, how did it get there? So the Aruch HaShulchan says something that is absolutely fascinating. And it's very sadistic to understand the way the Shemona Esrei was formulated. And this theme, the only one I've seen that really develops this at great length is Rav David Cohn in his Sefer Svarim Masas Kapa. He has nine volumes, and every so often he mentions the same Yisoid. According to the Yerushalmi, there were originally only 17 brachas in Shemona Esrei, not 18 brachas. 17 brachas. The bracha of Vili Yerushalayim and the bracha Es Tzemach was one bracha. We have the bracha. These two brachas, there's two separate brachas. I have to remember, this takana of saying Nachim was instituted only by in Yerushalayim. It was never instituted in Bavel. It only traveled to Bavel at a later point in time. Bavel adopted the minhag at a later point in time, but it was originally established only in Yerushalayim. That's why it only appears in the Yerushalmi, does not appear in the Bavli. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, being that in Yerushalayim they had only 17 brachas, in Bavel they had 18 brachas, in Bavel in Yerushalayim they had only, at Samach Yerushalayim was one bracha, in Bavel they had two brachas, it was impossible to insert Nachem into the bracha of Yerushalayim. Because since Yerushalayim talks about Yerushalayim, and then Yerushalayim right away goes into David, Esamach David, the things were combined, and now you want to be Mevakesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Nechama for the Chumen of Yerushalayim. We're not asking, L'chol Hadeis, no one is asking in the bracha of Nachim to give Nechama for David. That we're not asking for. That, for whatever reason, that's not the Ikar Chorban. The Ikar Chorban is the base HaMikdash, not David. David is not the issue. David, the Yerushalayim is the issue. The Mikdash is the issue. And since now you're going, you also, part of the Nusach HaBracha is David, Esenach Darav HaMeiras, that's all part of the same Bracha. And now before you sign off, you now want to embellish this with Nachem, it's too late. You already switched topic. you already jumped into a new topic of David. You can no longer get in Nachem. It's not right to say you're going to put Nachem before you get to David, because whenever you make Ha'isafah into a bracha, the Ha'isafah has to be before the Chasima. So due to technicalities, this is an amazing insight, due to technicalities in Yerushalayim, it was impossible to insert Nachem into the bracha of Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim the two were combined, Yerushalayim and Esemach David, and you had to first mention David, and now it's not correct according to the rules of bracha to go backwards and mention Yerushalayim after you already mentioned David. So they had no choice but to put the bracha either in Ritzei, refer to the future, or into Moed, refer to the past. Fine. But then when it went traveled to Bavel, and even when in Yerushalayim they adopted the minhag of Bavel to break the bracha of the Yerushalayim Etzemach, the two separate brachas. So now the machzir, the ataro liyoshna. Now you can put the bracha of Nachem where really it belongs, because ideally it belongs in the bracha. If you have a bracha, and in that bracha is the theme of the bracha, that's where it belongs. The only reason why we put Yalla v'yavo in Ritzei in the Avod is because there really is nowhere else in the Shemona Esrei to put it. Al Hanisim, there is nowhere else to put Al Hanisim in the Shemona Esrei. So we put it in the Haidah. We put it in Ameina Ma'ora in Ritzei in the Avodah. But Yerushalayim, we have a bracha for Yerushalayim, the ideal place to put in Yerushalayim. So now that we've broken the bracha to Yerushalayim in the Semach David, so now it becomes, we can put the bracha of Nachem where it belongs. And you know, we'd be a little far-fetched to say that this also contributed to the reason why they broke the bracha into two. Why do they break? Why do Yerushalayim do they give into the Babylonians to break the bracha of the Yerushalayim and the Semach and the two separate brachas? So it may be a shock to us, but there were many, there were in time immemorial many people that said Nachem every single day, or not every single day, very often. The only time they didn't say Nachem, we don't say Tachnun. We don't say Tachnun, so you wouldn't say Nachem. But Nachem was said, can be said every single day. What's so weird if a person really is on the Madrega, you really feel the Tzav, the Chum Yerushalayim, what's so terrible to say Nachem every single day? And it could very well be this what contributed that the Yerushalayim, they had such a tshuka to say Nachem every single day, to be Mesabal of the Chum Yerushalayim. You know, it's a good idea. We'll be like the Babylonians, we'll break the Brach of Yerushalayim, that Semach Netusen Brachas, and that will then allow us to put Nachem where it really belongs in the bracha of the Yerushalayim. Okay, that's that. Okay, that's one key to the puzzle. Another interesting thing to take note is the big machlekes apoyskim is what is the correct nusach? Is it Rachem or is it Nachem? So it could very well be that also is the issue of the Yerushalmi. Because if you go Ritzei, do you say it in Ritzei or do you say it in Modim? Rachem is a bakasha al he'osid. Right, there are two themes in Nachem. Comfort us for what has transpired, that's the past. And there's the theme of rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That's the second theme. What is the Iker? What is the Tofel? If the Girsa is Nachem, comfort, comfort is a response to something that has occurred in the past, then it would be more appropriate to put it in Hoidah, in the bracha of Modim. Modim be giving Haidah for what has happened in the past. But if the Girsa is Rachim, Rachim is a Bakasha al Ha'asin on the future, then it would be more appropriate to put the bracha, the insert, in Ritzei, because Ritzei is leading to, is for the future. Okay, now there is such a custom, and we mentioned,
why did they put Aneinu into Ritzei?
And Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu, why did they put Aneinu into Ritzei? Because Aneinu is a Bakasha for the future.
Ritzei is
awesome. Ritzei, right, that's what Ritzei is.
It's not.
It's a Shmak Haleinu. Aneinu is Shmak, because that fits into the theme of Shmak Haleinu. Aneinu fits into the theme of Shmak Haleinu. Aneinu, answer us. Shmak Haleinu, Hashem Elokeinu. It fits perfectly into the theme. It fits perfectly. And if you want to make it a separate bracha, the best place is to put after Geula, because Geula is Re'eino V'onyenu V'riva Rivenu. The Poskim say that doesn't mean only Geula for the Klal, it means for the Yochid. It's the themes are similar. Okay, that's the Aneinu is a separate topic, but the it works out for Aneinu as well.
But Nachem, even know it relates to the Midrash, which happened in the past.
Yeah.
You're asking for Nechama in the future also.
Okay, but that's not the primary. The concept of Nechama primarily reminds us of the past. I hear what you're saying. There's both. There's definitely both. That's why it's such a big debate where to say it. But when you focus on Nechama, Nechama means something terrible has happened in the past, and we need to control the damage. We need to be repaired. That focuses on the past. Then it would be appropriate to have it said in the in Al Hanisim. Okay, now there's another interesting thing he brings down. One of the Farshim is I think it could be the Machzor Shekel says this. The reason why it would be ideal to say it in Modim is because Kashem Shemavarchem Al HaToiv Kach Mavarchem Al HaRa. Where exactly do you say it? The Al HaKoil Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. So you say Nachem right before you say the Al HaKol, because you want the Al HaKol, you want to acknowledge at least once a year, we thank you for the bad also. As you mentioned, that on Tisha B'Av, at the time of Chatzos, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he did us a very great favor. He took out his anger on wood and stone instead of taking out his anger on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was allowed to survive at the expense of destroying the Beis HaMikdash. So it was a ra, but it was a ra that was for our ultimate good, and therefore we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's appropriate to thank Hashem for the Churban right before you say the Al HaKol. Another added benefit you would achieve if you would indeed say it in the Bracha of Modim. Now somehow make up sure, he brings on many communities, the old communities, he brings on these ancient communities from 1,000 years ago, they had the custom, like the Sfardim, where they do tell you to say it the entire day, but to differentiate between Nachem and Rachem. That for Shacharis, for Ma'ariv, Shacharis, they would say Rachem. They would say Rachem. The Nusach was Rachem. And for Mincha, they would say Nachem. Because Shacharis and Ma'ariv is together Nesoy Muto Lefanov. The intensity of the Avelus is much greater until Chatzos Mincha. So then you have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have pity upon us. It's not yet a time when you can offer comfort. You can't comfort a person when the Nase is Muto Lefanov. But Mincha time, now is a time already where you can receive comfort, a time where you can begin Nachem. So this is an interesting customs. You take everything, put it together, you put it together. Let me just say a few things, you'll have to take a question in a second. What happens, now this becomes so complex, what happens if you forget? Let's say you forget to say Nachem in the Bracha of Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah Brura, very interestingly, he says you should say it in Ritzei. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
Here we said
before, but
bring down the Mishnah Berurah.
The Mishnah Berurah says, let me see what it says. The Mishnah Berurah says, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's okay, the Mishnah Berurah is picking one opinion. The Be'er Heitev, I think, disagrees. The bottom line is, there are many places, that's the many, Halacha L'mayis, do we pass like that? Halacha L'mayis, many places you should say it in for the Shlech Tzibur. I don't know, but the Mishnah Berurah says you should say it. You say Be'avoida. Not everyone agrees. I don't have all the pratim, but there's a whole long list of what to do. We halacha l'mayis, so we say during Yerushalayim. That's the main amora. Someone has said, not like the Mishnah Berurah, I don't have the exact names for you, that since already it's our custom to say within the primary part of the Shemona Esrei, if you forget to say it, you should say it in Shema Koleinu. Shema Koleinu, since already that's what we're doing. We're saying it primary the brachas. So that already upgrades it to the standards. If you forget to say it, so now next chance is to say it in the middle of Shema Koleinu. If you forget it in the middle of Shema Koleinu, the next thing to do is the Mishnah Berurah says you say it during Ritzei. Right before you say Vesecha Zeno in Einu Rishon Chol Tzion Berachamim. If you forget to say it during Ritzei, when's the next time you say it? Or you say it Al Hanisim. Right before you would say the Al Hanisim, instead of saying the Al Hanisim, that's when you would say Rachim. And by the way, when you do say it in those additional places, you don't change the Chasima. The Chasima, you just conclude with the end, Choymas Eish Saviv Ulchvoid Ehye B'Saycha, period. You don't change the Chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem Menachem Tzion Uvanei Yishon, that you don't change, you just do like you do to Aneinu. And then if you forget over there, the next best thing is say it during Ba'alakai Neshama before you say next year. Before you say Alakai Neshama. So there are five chances. I don't know if there's anything else like this in Halacha. Anything else like Halacha, it's a Musa Haskel. It's a Musa Haskel of how far a person has to go in order to be Mevakesh from the Rebbeinu Shalaylam Nechama Bakasha to rebuild Yerushalayim. It's a very modern vessel. Yerushalayim, if you mess up there, Shema Koleinu. If you forget there, it's in Ritzei. If you forget there, it's in Al Hani, it's in Modim. And if you get there, it's a Lakai Neshama. 5 chances to say Nachem. Where else do you have such a halacha? So many opportunities to do a mitzvah. Yeah.
No. He says over here that he's interesting. He makes a point of like what you said basically, but he says that the Tzion v'Yerushalayim chodehi.
Yes, another.
He's also one bracha.
He's asking a very big question, right? How can you be mesayim with two inyanim? This breaks the rule of the laws, the template.
One
a bracha. You're not allowed to have two themes. A bracha only can go with one thing. The answer is it's one theme.
By after, like you said at the beginning, by it's berachas hodah, and everybody says he quotes everybody says it's berachas hodah.
Berachas
mitzvah says that's it.
It's Haidah, not even for the future, it's just Haidah. You're thanking Hashem. The Al Kulam.
It's a good answer in a way, because he doesn't deal with that yet.
What?
In other words, is what the I like what you said about the
breaking up Yerushalayim and the Tzemach.
Yeah, but he says it. But he'll agree. This is a nice paragraph.
Okay. Now, there's also you mentioned. Yeah.
You said that Kodesh Baruch Hu did as a big taiva.
Yeah.
He took his acharoina from the Beit Hamikdash instead of us. If it would have worked the other way around, he would have taken the acharoina off of Klal Yisrael. What would the use of the Beit Hamikdash?
Nothing. But that business would have naturally fallen into disrepair. They would have just filed for bankruptcy, and they would have closed up on their own. Okay, whatever. You're right. If Hashem would take that out of everything, there would have been anything. That's a good point. Okay, now another question is, you mentioned this, and I can't mention this, is that many people after the establishment of the State of Israel have questioned if it's appropriate to say the Nusach as we have it. The Nusach is a very harsh Nusach. It says, HaVesha'ir Ho'aveila V'Hachareva V'Habizuya V'Hashoyneima. And then it goes on to describe to extend Hua De Law, it's not Mibli Vanech. No one's living in the land. Is that really true? You can't say there's no living in Yerushalayim. You know how much it costs to buy an apartment in Yerushalayim? It's chareva from its abodes. You know how many beautiful palaces there are in Yerushalayim. Vehabezuya michvoida. It's the most honored place to live. How can we really say this bizman as the hashanema me'en yeshev? There's no living there. So this became v'hiya shevis v'reshoch chafui. It's very elaborate. You don't have such an elaborate bracha. So many people over the years have arrived, especially after the establishment of the State of Israel, but felt very uncomfortable saying this nusach. It became, as you mentioned, Rav Meir, became very controversial. And Rav Avadi Yosef is probably the strongest. You mentioned Rav Avadi Yosef, everyone quotes him. He was probably, many people said, you don't change, we don't know what the bracha means, and it's not for us to change. It's rooted in the Goinim. The Goinim write the bracha, the spirituality. But the one that really, all the Sram quote, the one that actually put it into writing with very harsh terms is Rabbeinu Avadi Yosef Zechat Tzadik Levracha, who says, don't you dare change the Nusach HaBracha. These represent spiritual concepts. We don't know what it means, and it's not for us to change the Nusach until the coming of Mashiach. So there's more to it, what it says, and we shall leave it.
The answer of Yerushalayim, Binyan Beis Hamikdash,
the spirituality.
Yerushalayim itself.
So some will argue and say it's a spiritual, it's a center of Torah, Yerushalayim. You're not going to go say that the amount of Torah that's been learned today is more than it's been learned in the last 2,000 years. You can argue on our level, why can you say that? The incredible. Okay, so this place of Tumah, the Harabais is still occupies, is still
okay.
But still, Yerushalayim is a makom Torah. It's a beautiful makom. The Ruchnius is beyond our wildest expectations what we've accomplished in these last 70 years. So, then nevertheless, the Gedolei Yisrael say it refers to deeper spiritual concepts which are beyond our understanding, and we should not tamper with the Nusach. Now, this all really does go back. He wants to say, it's very shocking, this is a really right-wing sefer. Really right-wing to the extreme right. But he goes on to point out in the bottom of the footnote that you have to really understand, was this Nusach, what is the source of this Nusach? it does not appear this was a nusach that was etched in stone to the same degree like the other brachas. When you make Kiddush Friday night, when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, when you say Birchas HaKriya Shema, the words were calculated to a degree that is beyond, we're not allowed to tamper. But Nachem does not appear to have that same degree of seriousness that other parts of Tefillah were composed with that, and therefore maybe there is a small degree of room for change. He just brings up that point because he quotes the earliest sources who tell us to say Nachem, and they're saying you don't have to really say it. If you want to say it, say it. You don't want to say it, some add, some don't add. And the fact is, there's probably no other bracha in all the brachas that we have that has so many shinui nuschos. There are so many variations of Nachem that can be found in different sources, so maybe there is some room to be more lenient in. Okay, that's a point he makes. He doesn't advocate doing that. He quotes Rav Avadia Yosef very strong, but it is, Nachem is a very interesting, has its own shulchanach. One other quick thing is, another very big controversial topic is, what about if a person has to eat? You have to eat during Tisha B'Av. Do one say Nachem in the Birchas Hamos? And if you do say Nachem in the Birchas Hamos, where do you say it? Do you say what you would say Al Hanisim? Or do you say what you would say Yalla V'Yava? In the Bracha of Uvnei Yushalayim, that's what you would say Yalla V'Yava. Everyone says you say the Bracha where you would say Yalla V'Yava. The Ramah says you should say, the Ramah says you should say it. The Ramah says you should say it. Question, when do you say it? Let's say you need to eat at night. Let's say you eat early in the morning. Does saying Nachem during Birchas Hamazon follow the same time pattern as davening Mincha, only in the afternoon? No, so that's the question. Is it going to be Rachim? Is it going to be Nachem? Anyway, you're going to say Borei V'Rachamav. Okay, that's, I guess, part of the same question. Which the Nusach? Rashi doesn't discuss that. Do you say it only in the afternoon, or do you say it the entire day? And the Mishnah Brura seems to say that we don't pass like this Ramah, that you shouldn't say it altogether. Okay, he brings a lot of Kugdalim, even Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zechel Levracha, and they seem to say that we do pass like you should say it. Big machlokes apoiskim, what to do when it comes to saying a Nachem in Birchas Hamazon, the person has to eat, he has no choice, he has to eat. Big machlokes apoiskim, it does appear you get the flavor from all these things that you do say it. The ideal thing is that you do say it, and you say it even at night, the entire day. It's not dependent, it's not locked down to the Zman of Mincha. However, Yesh Cholkim, you can mefakvek back and forth, maybe yeah, maybe not. Okay, the Ikar is that the bracha of Nachem should be fulfilled. We should have nechama, and we should receive the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. Amen. The Mesuas Tavis.
Basically,
it
doesn't say anything really different than what you said. Just